In this class, we will talk about the anshar. You have heard me speak of them before as the beings who are very similar looking to us and that live inside our planet at the moment and also at the high frequency compared to us dimensionally. They are not only in a third dimension but also in a fourth. So today we will look at who anshar are. They are the elven people, so they are the genetics of the Patal Guardian Kadishtu line, just like we are, in a sense. They are human-looking, very humanoid people. They generally have very white hair, not even blonde in a traditional sense, like yellow, but white, more towards literally white. They usually have blue eyes. Some of them have grayish eyes, very transparent-y kind of color. So they have white skin. So who are the anshar? Anshar are essentially kind of like us, but in the future. Yep, they are from the future that came to the past. All right, let's look at how that happened. Long time ago, the human race, if you pass this timeline, from our perspective, it's in the future, but from their perspective, it's in the past. Human race have evolved, moved on in one of the timelines, there are many possible timelines, but in the timeline that anshar exist, evolved on this planet, evolved further, moved on, existed in other places in the universe, ascended dimensionally into the fourth dimension, and there was one group of the human race from that timeline that ended up in a star system that they came in sort of as a spiritual group that wanted to explore reality further and so on. And they were trying to advance their consciousness further. They were very much involved in being able to use technology in addition to their consciousness itself. So there was a balancing act between the external technology and the internal technology. So when the human beings came to this planet in order to evolve further, they utilized the internal and external technology. In doing so, they were able to find a harmonious existence. They were a branch of the human race, essentially, now choosing to live in one particular reality, in one particular world that in their mind was not inhabited. Then they met different beings, which were the descendants of the Flora Elves of the Patal line, which is genetically actually the same thing as our descendants from the human body in a sense, but the human body has 22 other genetic components added to it, versus the Elven body were more pure the Patal genetics only. So the human race at the time has chosen to utilize some of this elven DNA within themselves, about 2%, so a very small amount, in order to help it progress further in its understanding of reality, which is amazing. So species do this hybridization all the time. This is part of how we evolve. Well, one way of the evolution, how it can be. So human race became anshar. This is what anshar are. Anshar are human beings with very small percentage of the elven DNA added in, which made them blonde and blue-eyed and looking somewhat different than humans, but still pretty much humans. They are still dependent on the technology, and they have incredible technology, and they live in the fourth dimension. So technology like, let's say, having a healing chamber when the energy resonance takes out anything that is disharmonious and then be transmuted into the pure energy, which then the body on a cellular level can utilize in order to promote healing, and any disease can be modified and healed, so then the body can live for a really, really, really long time. Another technology like moving through solid matter, because the resonance can be modified of the matter in such a way that a person or a spaceship can go through solid matter as if it's not there. and many, many other technologies. So this is the race still dependent on technology because it's fourth dimensional. So progression of consciousness is such that when we move dimensionally further up, we rely less on technology if we were relying on it in the first place. Not every race chooses that. If, let's say, a race moves from the 5D to now 6D, it cannot really progress if it's still dependent on technology. That's not possible. So in a fifth dimension, there are no races that are dependent on technology, although there are some that utilize it. A good example would be Pleiadian beings, for example, right? They have technology, they have spaceships, they have special suits to protect their body in different environments, but they are not that dependent on it. Like, if you take their technology away, they still will be at the fifth dimensional level of consciousness. It just, maybe certain ability will go away that right now they are utilizing a technology for. When we're saying that somebody is dependent on technology, that means that the race's level of consciousness is literally linked to the technology that they're utilizing. So Anshar are still at that level. If you take their technology away, they will not be able to do a lot of the things that they're right now able to, right? So the same thing, like a good example would be from a human perspective, is the internet. Because we now have internet, something can happen in, let's say, England and then be answered in Africa, then replied to in New Zealand, and then utilized in United States all within 60 seconds. That's because we have technology to do that, which definitely has upgraded our consciousness, right, to the completely different level. I mean, my God, we can do so many things now because we have internet. But what would happen if you take internet away? If there is no more internet, suddenly we're back to, we can't telepathically communicate. We don't have the means to unify our mind in such a way that people all over the world can collaborate or that the news can travel so fast. So if you take all our technology away, we actually kind of revert back to pretty basic level of consciousness because we have not in consciousness arrived to the level where we can have that level of consciousness minus technology. We still need tech for that. Anshar is sort of the next step of human evolution that also utilizes technology and progress that into incredible, something that looks like magic from our perspective. But it's still fourth dimensional, it's still essentially physicalized, and it's still requiring technology in order to function. Anshar have figured out there's something in their genetics that is not allowing them to progress further. They have tried to move their consciousness to the next level because the race is hoping to become fifth dimensional, but they can't seem to move past certain particular hook there that has to do with the separation consciousness and how that has been encoded in our DNA. So, having the technology that they have traced that back along their timeline. Now, they've been Anshar forever. So, as a beings, they don't even think themselves literally as human. They think of themselves as Anshar because they modified human. So, enhanced, you can say. So, this Anshar that's been Anshar for really many generations and their lifespans are super long, like 900 years, 1,000 years. So they go back in time in their way of technology and trying to find where that original change to the DNA occurred that has the separation consciousness hook that then affects what is happening with them now. And what they have found is that it goes from before they became Anshar, when they were still human, and it goes all the way back before they immigrated from Earth elsewhere in the galaxy to the origin point of the human that has the 22 DNA of the 22 star races in it, the form that exists here, right now. This is us. So we are essentially kind of like cousins at this point to Anshar, only Anshar are way far ahead in the future. So what Anshar needed to do was to figure out how to resolve the issue that their race is facing, because if they don't resolve it, they actually cannot progress, which means the entire culture will cease to exist. It will die out, essentially. It can't move past the point where they have advanced. They need to resolve that part. But in order to do so, they have to find exactly when it happened and then do something about it. Either learn or maybe prevent it, that I don't know. So in order to do so, they had to go back in time to find that spot. They kind of could tell that it had to do with the modification of the human race, right? When we originally were essentially composite of many different star races, that's the Namlu'u, and then the Namlu'u was modified by some of the reptilian beings here with some positive, some negative intentions to sort of enhance us, that made the Homo sapiens sapiens, which is us. But Anshar didn't know exactly where the issue occurred. Did it occur all the way back then? Hundreds of thousands of years back? Did it occur more recently? Did it occur where the Gaia and Pi shift happened in 2012, 2013? They couldn't quite tell, but they just knew that it's somewhere in this whole direction. Because really, if you look at time in a linear sense, and they are right here, before that, like, their race already existed really long time as Anshar. Before that, it existed really long time as human race that is in diaspora, that is outside of Earth. And then before that, there's a tiny little part when it was development on Earth. So they knew that their issue here is actually all the way here originated. But this is a tiny little piece of perception from their viewpoint. They couldn't tell exactly where. So they utilized their technology and they went back in time. So they literally came to this place. In their time, there is no, this doesn't exist. Our sun went through many different layers of development and the entire solar system is no more. So the human race has gone. This planet is not the way that it is now at all. Nothing here looks like what it is now. But they kind of parked themselves in the right location. Then they utilized their technology to shift it and they reappeared on the orbit of our planet in the time that was actually far back in time. They kind of overshot it because they didn't know when it was. Approximately, it was the right time. Well, that time was like way before when human beings were just being created. So that means the Anshar have been here for a really long time, like 500,000 years. That's a really long time. They originally came in as a very small group. It was literally one ship of the scientists that wanted to figure out this one particular component and then report back to their race. Well, because they kind of didn't bargain for how long it's going to take and how far in time they went, and that it was not so apparent when human race has implemented this little particular hook that then affected them in the future. They were here for a long time, and they had children, they multiplied, so there's actually a very large community of Anshar now. I don't know exactly how many, maybe 200,000, maybe 300. So that's a lot of people. They mostly in the fourth dimension, some in the third dimension. They do live inside this planet in a large caverns, utilizing their technology to make sort of temporary shelters. It looks like different bubbles that are like mini cities or floating city blocks. Then within that, there's atmosphere like oxygen and you can walk around and there's gravity and everything. So they are essentially us. They have very similar everything. They eat food like we do, but they eat only vegetarian, I would say vegan. They grow their own food, so different lichen and moss and something that we would probably think of as vegetable. They very rarely come to the surface of this planet because the radiation on the surface from the sun is too harsh for them. Their bodies can't quite handle it very well. They can, but very short period of time. But in a fourth dimension, they do travel about. They have spaceships that, as I mentioned, can go through solid matter. So because of it, anywhere they need to travel, they essentially enter into one of their spaceships, which is like a bubble looking. And that thing can move through rock, let's say, to arrive to the other cave, big cavern where they are, where a different group of them exists. So there are a limited number of them, but they are still here on Earth and for a really long time. They've been studying human development for a really long time through all our trials and tribulations and wars and everything else that the human race went through in order to figure out when that thing occurred for which they came here in the first place. And so far they have not figured it out yet. Believe it or not, they've been here for so long, right? So they tracked all the possible points where they thought it happened. Last one that they assumed it could have been was actually the Nazi Germany, Hitler, that component. Then the next one they thought could have been Stalin, which is the Soviet Union dictator, and that was not it either. So they kept going further, and then Guy and Pi switch. So there's probably some other event further down in, like, further along in our history that will happen, that from our perspective has not occurred yet, that they are waiting for. But they haven't figured out yet what it is. So Anshar have their representative on a solar console, but they try to stay very neutral as far as involvement with everybody else that exists here right now. Obviously, everybody knows about them and they know about the others. Not everybody is very friendly towards each other, because I guess Anshar are seen as they came from elsewhere, they don't really belong here. They look at it like, well, that's our ancestral home, so we have the right to visit. So Solar Council did allow that, so obviously, according to the rules, that is allowed, but not everybody quite fully agrees, so they keep to themselves because of that. So that's Anshar for you. That's why they're here. And what the main point of what we can learn from Anshar is that they don't have anxiety. They don't have fear. They don't have this something that blocks them from exploring further. So we have talked about opening up perceptual doors. That means moving beyond something that is known to you into something that is not known yet. That's essentially what Anshar are doing, right? They're trying to figure out something that is completely unknown to them, to the point that they can't recognize what it is because they don't have parameters for it unless they live through it, which is why they had to go back in time to actually live through it in order to understand it. This is the skill that takes a lot of bravery to do. It's a really courageous act. So we are learning within ourselves how to utilize exactly the same type of energy. When you step into something based on the fact that you know it's the correct thing to do from your soul, from your heart of hearts, but at the same time, you really don't know what that's going to look like. You don't know what it's going to feel like. You don't know what it's going to lead to. You're trusting that this is the thing to do. That's what opens the perceptual doors within our consciousness. And Anshar have opened many perceptual doors themselves as the future humans, and when they hybridized with the elven people and became Anshar. So this is actually one of their skills, is this tenacity and courage in opening up perceptual doors and not having anxiety about the unknown. That's what we are learning from them. So in a meditation, we will go further into working with that without our own systems.